What I carry. I left my home a long time ago. I came here with one small bag, more than 20 years ago now, and most of what was in that bag has long since been used up, or worn out, or quietly given away to people who needed it more. I do not have many things from there. I have learned, in the years since, that things from a place are not how a place mostly stays with you. I carry the bread my mother made on Friday mornings, the bread we ate while she told us stories about her own mother, who had also baked bread on Friday mornings, in a different kitchen, in a different country, in a different version of the same long, quiet life. I carry the song my father used to sing while he was working, a song I have not heard from anyone but him in over 20 years, a song my father had heard when he was small from his uncle. When I sing it to myself in the kitchen, I am, briefly, also my father and his uncle and a small child somewhere who is none of us. I carry the colour of the sky in late summer, a particular yellow-blue that the sky here has, but only sometimes, on certain afternoons, and never for long. When I notice it, I stop whatever I'm doing for a moment. The way one might stop, walking past a house, on hearing a piece of music one had not realised one knew. I carry the small words for small things. The word for the soft middle of the bread. The word for the shadow under a tree at noon. The word for the way the light falls in the late afternoon and turns the air, briefly, the colour of weak tea. Some of these words my children have not learned. Some of them, I think, by now, only I remember. When I forget them, and I have forgotten a few, they go very completely. They do not come back. I do not need a bag for these things. They are not heavy. They do not break. They come with me wherever I go, and most of the time they are quiet. I carry them in the way I cook, in the way I sing to myself when I'm alone in the kitchen, in the way I look at the sky when the light changes, in the small unconscious gestures my hands make when I'm tired. I do not show them to many people. I have learned, over 20 years, that some things you carry better quietly, and that some things, when you put them down for too long, you cannot pick up again. What I carry, then, is what I have not put down.